Abu Ali's podcast. Today, we're diving into some key developments in the Middle East, pulling from recent reports. What's grabbing your attention right now?
Well, the situation in Lebanon is definitely escalating. Reports detail Israeli airstrikes targeting what they claim were Hezbollah-used facilities near Sidon. It's a significant move with potential repercussions for the region.
Right, and reportedly causing casualties. What's the bigger picture here?
This action near Nabi Berri's area suggests a calculated risk. Israel is signaling its resolve to disrupt Hezbollah's operations, but it also risks widening the conflict, especially given the economic damage being inflicted. More than 800 engineering tools were damaged, according to Lebanese sources.
Shifting gears, what about this economic warfare between the U.S. and China?
It's a major development with global implications. The U.S. is significantly increasing tariffs on Chinese goods, potentially up to 135%. This, coupled with restrictions on technology sales, is sending shockwaves through the markets. We're already seeing sharp declines in stock values and cryptocurrency.
So what's the likely fallout from this?
Expect increased economic instability and potential trade wars. This aggressive approach could force China to retaliate, further disrupting global supply chains and potentially leading to a recession. It's a high-stakes game.
Turning to Gaza, there are reports of Hamas imposing order. What does that mean?
Essentially, Hamas is consolidating its power after the ceasefire. Reports indicate they're cracking down on perceived collaborators and rivals. There are even reports of executions and armed clashes with other factions, demonstrating their firm grip on the territory.
So it sounds like they aren't planning on sharing power anytime soon.
Exactly. As one report stated, Hamas is doing everything it can to continue to consolidate its control in the Gazan Strait. This is not how someone who intends to give up power behaves.
What about the hostage situation? I saw something about Hamas changing their tune.
Yes, there's been a notable shift. Hamas is now framing the release of hostages as a way to remove the justification for Israel to continue the war in Gaza. They've seemingly adopted a position previously held by their opponents, suggesting the pressure is mounting.
Interesting. That implies the hostages have become a burden?
Precisely. The increased military pressure has likely made holding the hostages more of a liability than an asset. It's a strategic calculation, not necessarily a humanitarian one.
There was also a quote from a Hamas official about their weapons. What was that about?
Bassam Naim stated that our weapons will only be handed over to the Palestinian state. Our fighters will be integrated into the Palestinian National Army. This is a significant statement, suggesting Hamas envisions a future role within a unified Palestinian security force, but only after achieving statehood.
So, a condition for disarmament.
Absolutely. It's a long-term vision tied to the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Until then, they maintain their right to resist.
Finally, Egypt's President Sisi is calling for international involvement in Gaza. What's his angle?
Sisi wants UN Security Council endorsement of the Gaza Agreement and the deployment of international forces in Gaza. He's seeking to ensure the agreement has international legitimacy and prevent future conflict, but also warning Israel against relying too heavily on the UN. It's a complex balancing act.